click on that. And then the times by which you say, when people would say, like, it's almost the end of his mind. Now, there used to be something called Bena's mind. It's the beginning of this man, towards the end of this man.
They say, when you know what Bena's mind is, when the time to come, the time to leave, meet up. Come out of 11 o'clock, you better time to leave before you can see.
I pay around the 10 minutes. Good day of learning.
Paris Mapa Makadish is the other.
Well, not really the other. I mean, those who hold it the Chachila, but then our Minakis only treat it like the other. If you do it, Yesh Lahem Amar Lishmach, but most questions are not.
So you know there's a Sibyl that you can do it?
Okay.
If you would want to do Paris Mapa Makadish,
he's doing it.
When is the latest Eco Wash for the Siddha? Is it the time like a regular Arab Shabbos, or could you go till...
I'm sorry, the latest? When can you wash...
For the purposes
before the purposes.
Yeah.
You can wash some of them in good time, half an hour of time.
That's the latest Eco Wash?
Yeah. Now, here's the interesting thing.
Let's say you make a bris. Right, let's say it would be a bris on Arab Shabbos.
Right.
You would be allowed to wash after the time, if there's a chiyah sudah.
If it's a mitzvah of eris, I mean, you can wash it all night. Even on a regular Arab Shabbos. If you want to wash so then you cannot do that chatchila after 3 hours, meaning after Shah Siris. But the interesting shayla's pumpakat, the interesting shayla is maybe there's an alternative to Paris Mabul Makadish, and the shayla would be, I'll just be Makabel Shabbos early after Plaka Mincha, and I'll literally kill two birds with one stone. I'll make kiddush at the beginning of the meal. Now, so that would be shayla. And can I do that? Can I make a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Purim b'vasachas?
Like citizens Purim?
Yeah.
You're already in Kalash.
Yeah. So they're already. Many Paiskim say it's not shayach, because once you're Makabel Shabbos and you're Kaveya the Suda, the Suda Shabbos, it's not shayach that you're Makayim Suda Purim. That's why the only Eitzah, unless you have the Suda early, is to be Paris Mapa Makadish later in the middle, as opposed to being Makabel Shabbos b'chatchila, and making it both a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Spam. Aliba the Yemes, even if you're Paris Mapa Makadish, and you follow the procedure, you're Mapsid Alanisim in Birkas HaMazon. You don't say Alanisim in Birkas HaMazon, because it's a Tarti Desasri at that point.
Even if you didn't have Ma'ariv. Yeah.
Even if you didn't have Ma'ariv. You're Mechayiv to be Makabel Shabbos, so you said Kiddush.
I heard a story that maybe it's different, because you have a problem with Rosh Chodesh. When I say Rosh Chodesh, that's a part of the Sasser, you can't even say in Yalveh, because Yalveh is coming after the Seif. But over here, Al-Nisim is coming before the Seif.
That's a taina, but Lamai say, that's a taina. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to mention just that thing, the Shach that says, Negiya She'eino Shel Chiba, is much of that's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And that's dealing with the Harik Val Yabur. That's why it's there. I was thinking with Hilchos Nida, but it's like Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Yes, he's okay, very good. Yeah. Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Kufnun Zion. Simon Kufnun Zion. So he talks about which Arayas are Val Yabur. So the Shachim Negiya She'eino Shel Chiba is not Arayas. Yeah, so today I'm going to talk a little bit about some modern Orthodox Megillah reading problems, which you may encounter, because it's Nogeg to Kol Isha, but some other alumnus will be there as well. But just one thing, I had mentioned that the Inyan of Achaisai is very, very interesting, because the halachas of Achaisai vary in three different contexts. We have a din of Yichud with your sister, we have a din of Chibuk Venishuk with your sister, and we have a din of kol isha with your sister, and the halacha is not completely consistent in all of those three areas. Just to chazer over again, chibuk v'nishik with your sister. So you'll recall the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if it's achaisa gedayla, and many poskim say that's lav dafka 12. They start at 11. But achaisa gedayla, achaisa ketana is mutter. Achaisa ketana is mutter. Achaisa gedayla, the Rambam's lashon is asur umachur hadavar v'gayurin by all sorts of things. But the prisha at least learns in the Rambam that it is not an isur derabanan. It's minak shtus and bayrus, etc. So that's machlekes. One thing is a davar bara. One thing is for sure. Less man the prolet that the isur of chibuk v'nishuk for achaisa gedayla is not an isur deraisa. Meaning hagam that the Rambam holds that chibuk v'nishuk of arayas is an isur deraisa. The Rambam says leisikru legalis erva. The most achaisa hagdayla can be, and that includes achais aviv v'achais imay. Achaisai, achais aviv, achais imay, at most is an isur derabanan, and according to the prisha, it's not even an isur derabanan. It's only something. The word asur is labdafka. It's a big chiddush in the Rambam. It's asur labdafka, and it just means it's a minok shtus begayirin bay. So that's the case of achaisai, and here we're kailel achais aviv v'achais imay. And the reason why the Rambam says it's not a doraisa and may not even be a derabanan is because there is no taiva spia, meaning to say that this is a relationship to which there will be no taiva spia in a normal person. Now that's legabe chibuk v'nishik. Now what about yichud with achaisai gedayla, yichud? So legabe yichud, we also have a very, very different halacha. There is no isser of yichud with achaisai, but there is a halacha that you're not supposed to, in fact, you could even sleep in the same bedroom, such a separate bed, not without kiruv basar. But there is a halacha that Chazal asserted it b'derech kavias. So the share of kavias is lamed yom. So as long as you're less than 30 days with achaisai, you could even share a hotel room. Although you would not sleep in the, you can even sleep in the same bed, but the minhag is to be totally machmir on that, but you know, sleep on the floor or whatever it is. Now, once again, that's an isur derabanan of kvias, but the svara why yichud is mutter is because there's no taivas bia. Now, here's an interesting shaila. Are you allowed to have yichud with achais aviv and achais imay? Because legabe chibuk v'nishuk, the Rambam was kailel achais aviv and achais imay, the same as achaisai. So memela, would that also be for the kula of yichud? If I can have yichud be achaisai,
no,
it's the Rambam. That's why I mentioned. Yeah, the Rambam himself. I corrected. The Rambam himself in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. The only thing is, the Rambam doesn't mention achais. He only mentions one. He mentions achais aviv, not achais imay. But Moshe says both. But the chayre, it's hard to see in the Rambam any svar to be mechalek. And I didn't see anybody that's mechalak that way. So one question would be, if the Rambam is kailel achaisai, achais aviv, achais imay as three cases where there's no taivas bia, then what about yichud? By yichud, it's only brought down achaisai. So the emes is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Talmud of the Rush, is that yichud is mutter with an ant. Achais aviv achais imay. Yichud is mutter because Rabbeinu Yeruchim says we're medama achais aviv achais imay legamri to achaisai, and it's only going to be usher up 30 days or more. But the minhag is not that way. The achrayim are machriya, not like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So already, I don't have a teretz why we go in different ways. Already we see chilukim. That legabe chibuk v'nishuk, we treat achais aviv v'achais imay like achaisai. That there's no taivas bia, so it's mechur hadavar. But as I mentioned, there may be hetera for darkei shalom. But legabe yichud, we're taka machmir. We're more machmir on achais aviv and achais imay than we are for achaisai. Now legabe kol isha, you have a similar discontinuity. What is the din of kol isha by achaisai? So here you have an interesting machlokes. Some paiskim matir kol isha legamri by achesed, even gedayla. And their svara is like this. Their svara is because they are medameh kol isha to yichud instead of chibuk v'nishik. What's the getter here? So Rav Feinhandler, I don't know if you knew Rav Feinhandler, he was the Rav in Romema, a very chashuv person. He was a Paisek, a well-respected Paisek. Avnei Yashva, he wrote volumes of Shelos and Tshuvas. But it's also very interesting on a personal level. He had cancer, and he wanted to give people chizuk. And so he wrote articles about his illness. He wrote about Emunah B'Tochan as he was dying, basically. And he was very open about all of this. But a chashuv person. So he says a very nice thing. He says, the yisayid of the yisur yichud is a different yisayid than the yisur of chibuk v'nishik. The getter is like this. Yichud is a chashash, you will actually be bayil. Right? The Torah asers, yichud of an erevim in atayra, yichud pnuyas midrabanan, but Rav Moshe points out, since pnuyas today are nidus, so that yichud would be a daraisa. But yichud is the Torah itself makes a getter. It's like the Torah makes a getter not to come to bia. Menela legabe yichud, when there's no taiva that you'll come to a bia b'payil, which is achaisai, achaisaviv, achaisimai, so it's mutter, just like imai gufa, except chazal asked if it's 30 days or more because of a marisayan or whatever. But he says, chibuk v'nishuk, even though the Rambam learns it's daraisa, is not usher because you will actually come to bia, but it's usher because it's ma'ayrer hirhurim and taivas. In other words, he's mechalek between a real chashash that you'll be bayil and simply a sexual stimulation that gives a person fantasies, but he's not really going to come to be bayil. So Mimela, he says, for achaisai, he wants to see, he's learning, not like the preacher, he's learning that achaisai is an isra drabbanan, right? So for yichud it's mutter, but for achaisai, hagam that you're not going to come to be a bapayil, but hirhurim it's shayach to have. That's what he says. And Mimela, the machlekes by Kailisha is Kailisha similar to yichud that were chayshish for be'ila? Or is Kailisha similar to chibuk v'nishuk that were chayshish for hirur? So that's a machlekes. Lahalacha, however, we treat achaisai by kolisha the same way we treat it by chibuk v'nishuk. Right? In other words, chibuk v'nishuk, and that is achaisai hagdaila not. Right? The only thing is, once again, there's not a lot of consistency here, because many paiskim say achaisai gedaila kail isha is an isra drabanan, even though chibuk v'nishuk gufa, according to the preisha, is not an isra drabanan. Right, it's only a minag shtus of geyer. So where this leaves you is, it's very confusing because the shitas do not match up totally. Again, to chazir and over, achaisai hagdaila is mutter beyichud, as long as you're not living together for 30 days or more. Achoso hagdaila is by chibuk v'nishik geyerin by minag shtus. Some learn Isser Drabbanan, and the preacher learns not even an Isser Drabbanan. For Kol Isha, we Paskin Achaisa HaGedayla is an Isser Drabbanan. Now, that's what happens with Achaisai. What about Achais Aviv V'Achais Imai? Right, the aunts? So, for Yichud, we're Machmer Lagamri, and we treat it like an Erva. Right? For Yichud, we're Machmer Lagamri, and we treat it like an Isser Yichud. Chibuk v'nishuk, the Rambam treats it the same as achaisai, and legabe kail isha, we treat it more chomer than achaisai. See, well, that depends. When does the issue of kail isha start for an unrelated woman? So it depends. Some are machmer by 3, although we're not noyig that way. Some are machmer by 7, like the laws of Tzinias. Achaisai has a kula till 11. What if you have a very young aunt, right? You have a young aunt. So the poskim who say an aunt does not have the kula of achaisa, and mimele you have to start from 7 or whatever the age would be. So there is confusion as to lining up all of these halachas. But as I say, the main confusion is achaisai and achaisav of yachaisimai in comparing the laws of yichud, chibuk v'nishuk, and kol and kol isha. Right. All right. Now I'm not going to go.
This is surprising to me that we say that there's hirurim on a sibling. Does everyone agree to this?
No, not everybody agrees. In fact, the lashon of the Rambam is not so much by the way. The Rambam's lashon is, well, it depends how you touch up the Rambam. The Rambam says, by a sibling and by an aunt, there is no taivas bia. So Rav Feinhandler is touching up, there's no taiva that you're going to have bia with them, but there are still hirurim. That's being machnas something in the Rambam. You're right, not everybody would learn that way. It's shayach, this is what he says. Now, the other thing, by Kol Isha, again, to remind you, two different halachas. There is the Isser of Devarim Shebekdusha, and there, all Kol Isha is going to be a problem, even the highest mutter level of Ishto Tahora. Ishto Tahora. Right? That's for Dvarim Shebekdusha Shteitzach. Any hetero we talk about, your mother, your daughter, your wife, your sister, that's talking about where it's not Dvarim Shebekdusha. That's not, you're hearing their Kol. But that Isser of Dvarim Shebekdusha is only if you're saying Divrei Torah, not if you're listening, right? Or being Mahara. Being Mahara, but Divrei Torah doesn't have that Isser.
If you're talking, saying a bracha, and your wife starts singing, you stop, you have to say it over again.
No, so if in the middle, if you're davening and in the middle there's a call, so there we consider that to be, EF, you try to either move out of hearing range, or b'di'evit, you could be mamshich and be yotzei if you're mechaber not to be nena from the kol.
It's not going to be mechaber. Anytime you have kol isha, you're not going to have to say it over.
No, you're not going to have to say it over. The reason why you don't have to say it over is like this. I mean, you have to go back to the rishayim on this. There are some rishayim that say that it's a big kula in kol isha, that kol isha only applies to what are called shirei agavim. Agavim is with an ayin. Shirei agavim basically means lewd, music that is romantic or pornographic or sexual. Mm-hmm. If it's stamazai, if a woman is singing a Jewish song or even just a regular, some rishayim say bichlal kol isha only applies to shirei agavim that are ma'arer taiva, even though we vada don't paskin that way. But legabe b'di'evet, being yaitse with what you said, we're samech that it. Now, if it was shirei agavim, there may talk to be a problem.
You're in the airport or something.
Huh? So then you get into another shaila. In other words, if you don't see the woman that's singing, and I'll talk about it, it's television or whatever it is, that's a whole other shaila, where also b'di'evet you would be yaitse. Because the paradigm of kol isha, both for Dvarim Shebekdusha and for the standin, the paradigm is a live woman that you're makir, that you see who the woman is. When it's not that, you get into a machlokes. So b'di'evet, you would be yaitzei.
Wouldn't it be not committed to be yaitzei for someone else then? Wouldn't it be on the bracha, such a bracha?
It would be kedai. If it's shaykh, it would be kedai to hear here.
It's not that the kuli al b'di'evet.
Right, that's correct. It's because of the subject, yeah. So with respect, yeah.
Is there anyone who holds that because the woman is not Jewish, it doesn't have a...
No. The Goya is vada kol isha for that. Now, let me just mention that the issue, there are three shitas regarding recordings, regarding TV, regarding movies. Some shitas say that kol isha requires that you actually see the woman, live music, you actually see the woman, which is called makira. Others say, even if you don't see the woman, but if you know what the woman looks like, I hear the voice and I know what the woman looks like, that's nichlal. And according to that, the common denominator would be, if I hear singing, even live singing, I hear it, and I don't know what the woman looks like, that would be mutter. And there's a third view that says that a call that comes through a radio or a computer or a movie screen or a television is not a real, it's not a call, right? It's an it took a voice, right? It took the voice, converted it electronically. So they say, no, well, because it's not a call. It's not, you're not hearing the call of the woman.
It's not about to hear the woman, it's
about
to hear her.
That would be the spirit, not to hear her. In other words, they're looking at it a very literal thing. So according to that, that's a very big kula. The Tzitz Eliezer says, or Voldenberg says, a kula that the coil of through a coal, an electronically generated coal.
It's in the microphone? Meaning even if she's right there by the microphone?
I don't think he is mater. I mean, there's a sword to take it even to a microphone, but that he didn't go that far. But he talked about a television, movie, internet, whatever it would be. So there are different sheetahs here. Rav Avadya Yosef himself did not matir electronic kol, but he did matir, if you're not makir, if you hear a kol, even a live kol, and kal v'chomer electronic kol, and you don't know what the woman looks like. He seems to matir l'chatzchila. In fact, I'm told there was a mice. I don't know. I don't believe it's true, but... maybe I shouldn't even say it, but they say that there was a famous cabaret singer in Egypt, a woman, and he used to enjoy when he would be writing tshuvas, he'd listen to this, she would sing these Oriental songs. I really don't believe it, but that's a.
Well, that's
they theoretically. But they say based on his sheet, and then he helps. What you can do.
That's hard. Yeah. That's hard. Over to Ria also. Like, what can you say for the same money that? It's not her. I'm not looking at her erva. I'm looking at an electronic.
Yeah. Now the Gemara does say erva ba shoshes aser, but that's not right. Erva shoshes is the erva. It's through glass. I see her. Yeah. L'char, you're right. Elamai. The problem of pistaklos is because it's goyer mehir her a bazai kolisha should be the same thing. Yeah. You're right. I mean, if you're holding by kolisha, it's not a real kol. I mean, umashal. We certainly say it's not a real kol. Umashal. You can't be yaitzei. You can't be yaitzei a mitzvah, you can't be yaitzei kiddush through television and even through telephone, we paskin, right? Not kiddush, but kiddush by Abdullah. Right? This is a shaila many people have. Sometimes you might have an elderly parent or someone, and you know, you want to keep it up in, you want to call up after Shabbos and make Abdullah over the phone. It's a very nice gesture, but the emes is, most poskim say you can't be mitzi somebody in a mitzvah over the phone, because they're not hearing your call. It's not shomea ka'ona, it's an electronic reproduction of your call. Now that's going l'chumra. Tzitz Eliezer wants to say that's a kula by kolisha too, but you're right, yesh l'chalak l'gamrin, because if the aside of kolisha is a hirhurim, so memele, if I'm not makir, that's a separate cheshbon. If I'm makir who's singing, it's fair to say electronic or would be mucher, but this is the heter that he gives. Say again. Well, it would be an amen yisaima. Yeah, I mean, it'd be the answer of and saying amen without a bracha. Yeah.
If it's like modern, you know, pop music or hip hop, this kind of thing.
If it's what, say again?
Modern music is very
It would be usher, but again, but all of the shilas of radio would still be there. I mean, the din of makira you would still have. In other words, those who say you need to be makir would say it even by shirei agamim. They would say
so.
Yeah.
I saw the question. Hirhurim itself is what do you mean by lesirach levavchem?
So and also v'nishmarta mikol davar ra, which says shelo yaharer adam b'yayim v'yavai lidei kari b'layla. In fact, it's an interesting nafkamina. Is a woman mitzvah not to be maharer b'erva? Right? Can a woman look at pornography? Can a woman have hirhurim? So it's fantasy. So they say it's a nafkamina. If the yisayt of hirhurim is laisasuru acharei levavchem, so a woman and a man are the same, But if it's because it's gairem haitzah sarah levatala, might be gairem haitzah sarah levatala, so a woman might not have those in yonim of hirhurim. So it's machlekes achreidim if women are nichlau in the yisra of hirhurei arayas.
Why is it not
Bilesis?
Isn't this
any other? No, but in particular, the Gemara has a drasha that maybe it's the Achli Einechem. Moshe Achli Levavchem, Achli Einechem is referring to those things, the Yitzhahara of the Einayim, which is being mistakel by Arayas and then thinking about Arayas. It's a special, the Chazal have a special drasha that is going on Arayas, not Stam, every Avera. I mean, it might also be Nichla, but.
What's
not to be in the well, because if you say, okay, the tzad is that the if the Iker Isra of Histaklus is Vinishmarti Mikol Dovara, Shelo Yaharer Adam Biyayim, Vyavali De Keri Balaila. Right? A person shouldn't think something, see something in the day that makes them be Maitzi Zera at night, so women don't have a Zera that
they might not be necessary.
I mean, why wouldn't it? I mean, like that, Russia. Well, because that's what you're saying. There is a machlegis in the Gemara Gufa. Is the Yisra of Histaklis from Laisa Suru, or Laisa Suru is used for Maisa? Don't do Maisa of Avera. In other words, there is a machlegis. I mean, to say Laisa Suru is the Yisra of Histaklis Bierva is a machlegis. It's a machlegis. I mean, it's lavdavka what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk might be saying, don't do Averas.
So, you know, could
look at
improper
things?
Someone could look at improper things.
Some say that. Obviously, it's pagem in kedusha. I mean, obviously, it's not a good thing. I mean, what type of bias would you have? But in terms of a technical leisasa, there may not be. What did they used to say? They used to say leisasuru acharei levavchem. That's a remes to Herzl, because Herz is heart. Vacharei Einechem, he says, Remister of Cook. That's a Turi Karta joke.
According to these opinions, it is usher for a woman to see certain kinds of princess. Like, how do you define that? How much in dress? Like, let's say it's a movie. They're not wearing clothing, but they do a lot of inappropriate things.
No, for sure. In other words, if you hold that women have the yisr, it's you're right. It's lav dafka the same as what's usher for a man, simply because the impact on a woman is different. In other words, this would be more of a subjective thing. Is it sexually arousing for her? It may not be because the halacha, a woman could see another woman. With dressed, above the knee. No, that's not going to be yasser. But things that would be involved, and things that would be ma'ira, some type of taiver or hirhur, or the like. Okay.
So just say, we mentioned three different opinions about what's listening.
Yeah, what color
is yasser? Are there opinions that hold that everything's yasser?
Yeah, there certainly are. There are opinions that say that. Kol is usher even if you're not mocker what the woman looks like, and they apply it even to electronic music.
So there
depends which ilam. Now, let me give you an example. You know, in the modern Orthodox world, they give lip service to Kol Isha, but really it's only lip service. They really almost read it out. Let me give you an example of this, it's really a bizayin the way this halacha is not kept properly. Everyone knows the famous tshuva of the Shvi Deyesh. Rav Chaim Yaakov Weinberg, was a Slobodka Talmud, very close to the altar of Slobodka. A very interesting person. We've talked about him before, and he came to Germany and he got a PhD, and he became the head of the what was called the Hildesheimer Seminary.
There's a boy
Berlin.
Here in the Shiva now, who from Germany, he was telling us, I think he went there or something, he knew all about it, he knew about Rabbi Weinberg.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't have, unless he's very old.
No, but he knew Rabbi Weinberg.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was even religious, but he heard of him.
Yeah, well, the Holy Chandra Seminary was an interesting mindset. It was really an attempt to combine Limud HaTorah, yeshivish learning, with what you might call academic Jewish... Like YU, but it wasn't YU. YU is a regular college. This was not a regular college. They didn't give courses in psychology. But this was a Jewish studies college, meaning to say they would they would have courses in Talmudic history and you know things like that. And Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Weinberg was a gadol, and he tried to also bring in the Eastern European learning, the Slobodka learning there as well, into Germany. But he was a controversial person in a sense because he was mitztaref different ilamas, the ilam of secular education, secular knowledge together with Torah, that was not a common mizug. That was not a common mizug at that time. Even today, it's not so common. I think I told you the ma'aseh with Rav Weinberg at the Levaya that at his Levaya he was going to be buried in Sanhedrin here, and Rabbi Cheskel Sarna, the Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron, got a bunch of people to kidnap the body and bury him next to the altar of Slobodka and Harazesim because he says he belongs. This is his makom, etc. So Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg wrote Shuvas and Sridi Yezitz. It's a very famous sefer. But he's usually makel on many, many inyanim because he saw the matzav in Germany. Germany was devastated by the reform movement. One can't even imagine. That's when Rav Hirsch was before. Yaakov Weinberg Rav Hirsch built up Frankfurt, but still Germany was overwhelmingly reform. Either reform or worse, people converted to Christianity, not because they believed in Yashka. But you know, they didn't believe in Judaism, so you got a better job if you were a member of the Lutheran Church. So it's really thousands of people were just signing cards. So there were youth groups in Germany. This is the Tshuva. It was called Ezra, and this is really very much the same as NCSY today, in which boys and girls would come together. They'd have Shabbatons, and singing Zemiros was a very, very big deal that gave them chizuk and the like. But you had a big problem, right? Boys and girls singing Zemiros, you know, Kolisha, etc. So Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg matured the practice of the boys and the girls singing Zemiros together. And he had a lot of different reasons. In other words, it's not just one reason. One reason he wanted to say is when you sing Zemiros together, it's Trey Koli, right? Two different types of voices, so you don't really hear so much, etc. So that's one sniff of the Heter. The other sniff is maybe Kolish is only Shirei Agavim, and even though we're not Samech on that normally, but B'makom Mitzvah Derabim, maybe we're Samech on Shirei Agavim. And then he had another Cheshvin, that also the Divrei Torah problem of Dvarim Shebikdusha, maybe Zemiros don't have the din of Dvarim Shebikdusha, it's not considered Torah and Bracha. So overall, he said it was Kashalahatir, but he felt it was also Eis Lasei Shlashem. Again, I mean, it's not. He wouldn't stop and say, "Let's get rid of Kalisha." But Bitsirif, the Shitas and Rishonim, who would allow, so he felt it was an Eslas Lashem. So he matured B'daychak very, very much with Tzarech Mitzvah. And if that is a precedent, that would be a precedent for NCSY, those types of things. So here, let me just tell you that in the Sridei Yesh, it's in Chelek Eben Ezra. You look in the Sridei Yesh. You'll see in Eben Ezra. It's divided by Shulchan Aruch. It's not so hard to find. Now, the thing is, so let's flash forward 70, 80 years after the Tshuva to modern Orthodox day schools in New York, even in Washington. So they have a drama society. I'm telling you, actually, they have a drama society, and the kids want to put on a play that involves musicals. Les Miserables, whatever it is. So they're going to have some women singing in a mixed choir with boys, or maybe even more than one woman singing together, you know, two women singing together. So they tell you, that's, of course it's much. Sridi Yesh says, you know, you're allowed to have mixed singing because of Trey Koli Lo Mishtami. Now, you know, if the Sridi Yesh would be asked such a shaila, I don't even think he would understand what are you asking? You know, what are you trying to matcher? You're trying to matcher a Broadway play based on Trey Koli Lo Mishtami. He was talking about a tzarech mitzvah derabim to be makarev kids who otherwise, you know, would not be from. So the Sridei Yesh's heter has really been abused to a very, very great degree. But people are saying on it.
I think Tashu recently, where by Kabbalah Shabbos, the women all chimed in.
Where?
The women all joined by the Chadaydi.
Where are you talking about?
Ashul.
Oh, Ashul, yeah.
Yes, I was wondering
yeah.
if I had to leave or... I mean, you can clearly make out their voices by the Chadaydi.
Yeah, well, it's a good nikud. Again, some say in order not to be garim machlaikas, when you're in such a massif, you just...
stay.
You can just stay.
Can I continue davening or do I have to wait for the pass?
You should wait. If you can, you wait till it passes. You wait till it passes.
Can you sing louder?
If you can sing loud, if you can.
If I was singing louder, the woman would be.
No, the truth is, the women in Young Israel type shows, women sing much louder than men. They sing more. They're more, you know, involved, etc. Yeah. So it is. It is difficult. So this brings me now to something I wanted to talk about. It's a little chutz le'inyan, but it's not very interesting, and it's nogea to Purim, and that is, the Gemara says that Nashim are chayavos in Mikra Megillah, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shesman gerama. Nashim chayavos in Mikra Megillah because af hein hayu b'yosei hanes, they too were in the nes of Purim. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what does it mean they too were in the nes of Purim? Rashi learns they were the eker nes of Purim, although the lashon of Afein is not so mashma, because Esther Hamalka. Tosfos just learns that they were nichlal in the gezeira lahashmid v'lahara yulaabe. Now, where else does the Gemara say Afein hayavosunais? It says it by two other cases. It says it by Ner Chanukah, and it says it by Dalid Kaisais. And the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is in all three of those cases. In every case, Rashi says, Noshim are the Iker Nes. Purim, they're the Iker Nes because of Mordechai v'Esther. Dalet Kaisis, Bishvil Noshim Sidkaniyais Nigalu. Now Chanukah is a little more daichik. Where do you say Chanukah, women are the Iker Nes? So Rashi brings, really from the Sfarim Chitzayinim, the story of Yehudis and Halifornis, where similar to Yoel and Sisera in the Book of Shaitim, where she cuts off Halifornis' head, so one of Antiochus' generals. In all three cases, Tosfos learns the other way. It just means Nashim are bichlal, the Hatsola of the Nes. Tosfos, by the way, just as a point of knowledge, Tosfos asks a good kasha. The Gemara says, why are women chayavas and matzah? Because we're makish the chiyuv of matzah with the yisur of chametz. Leisaychel alav chametz, shivas yamim, taychel alav matzais. So frektais is a good kasha. Why do I need a hekesh to be mechayiv women with matzah? Matzah is also a zecher liyitzias mitzrayim. Tipuk lei, af hein hayu, bioso hanes. So Taisa says a very important yisait. Af hein hayu bioso hanes can only be a machayev on a Rabbanan Dika level. It is not a strong enough svara to create a chiyuv d'oraisa. That's why Chazal only use it for Mikra Megillah, for Ner Chanukah, and for Dalet Kaisis. And if I only had that svara, that could be machayev women in matzah midrabbanan. But to be machayev a woman in matzah d'oraisa, to override Zman Grama, in other words, you would actually have to have a hekesh, you'd have to have a drasha. That's an important tesis. Say again? Arvi Pesachim, by Kiddush Hayayim. Yeah. Now, because the Gemara says that women are chayavis in Kiddush, because you're makish, shomor and zachor, and then it says they're chayav in matzah, because you're makish, chametz and matzah, tesis has to kasha. Why don't you say, afein hayu, b'yaisei hanes? Okay. But be it as it may, Megillah, women are chayavis. So the kasha is, if women are chayavos in Megillah, can a woman be might see a man in Mikra Megillah? Now, for Shteitzach, we are not talking about a woman reading to strange men, because L'chol HaPachas, if she's reading with a trup, there would be an Isser of Kail, of Kailisha, at least if she's singing it. Although with the Eved, you could be actually without timing. But let's say it's a woman reading to her husband. Now, Mitzad Kailisha, if she's an Ishtai Tahira, for sure there's no Isra of Kailisha. And Rav Moshe holds even Ishtai Nida, there is no Isra of Kailisha. And Mitzad Dvarim Shebikdusha, even though Megillah is Dvarim Shebikdusha, if the husband is only listening, That's an interesting question. Then, I mean, you might argue, well, yes, the husband's listening, but if it's Shemaya, if that's an interesting question. And I'm allowed to be Maharer B'divrei Torah when my wife is singing. Okay, that's for sure. But if my wife is being Maitzi me, do I call that Shemaya Ke'ayna, and therefore it's Ke'ilu I'm saying the words? Or do I say no? Lamaisa, I'm not saying. So one side to say that a woman could not be mitzi a man, even her own husband, is al shomea ka'ina, it's keilu he's speaking divrei Torah. But that's debatable, right? Because one could say shomea ka'ina does not is for it not a dibur mamish. So let's say practically you have this case. Let's say the man Rahman al-Islam had jaw surgery; his jaw was wired shut. And his wife is a Mulumedes, right? So she can read the Megillah for him. Is he allowed to be Yaitse with his wife?
Why any husbands? Why any husbands?
Why
is it shy with my husband?
Because for anyone else, there's a general issue of Kol Isha. How can I listen to a woman sing?
That's considered singing.
The trup.
If she says without the trup.
If she says without the trup, then you'd have the Shiloh with another woman. That's correct.
Yeah, that's the Kedusha we said.
No, but even that, you still have to have singing. Now, he's just saying, if a woman is just saying the words...
I was saying with a husband, why is it any better?
No. The reason is like this. Because with the husbands, the only problem is Devarim Shebe Kedusha. And since it's only Hirur... In other words, like this. I cannot hear a woman sing, right? So even if I'm being Maharer and I'm not saying anything, I'm not allowed to hear a woman sing. But a husband is allowed to hear his wife sing. The only thing the husband can't do is speak Divrei Torah, right? So that's what I'm saying. But even though Shemei Kainah, but we don't treat Shemei Kainah as Dibur Mamish in that way. In fact, this is... Actually, it's a famous word from the Rugged Shubber. You know, our minhag is that when the Chaz... Oh, so today's Rugged Shubber is your thing? Well, this is amazing. This has happened to me many, many times. It's an amazing thing. I may say a word from somebody that I didn't mention for a whole year. And they tell it. It's often on the Yahrzeit. It's Mamish Minah Shamayim that this comes. Well, Baruch Hashem. So there's a word from the Rugged Shubber. She's Zichrei Baruch. That we say Aseres B'nei Haman when the Chazan reaches Aseres B'nei Haman, so we all say it out loud together. So why do we say it out loud together? Because he says like this: Aseres B'nei Haman have to be said B'neshima Achas. Now Shomea Ka'ina, the Chazan said it B'neshima Achas, but Shomea Ka'ina is not as if I did it B'neshima Achas.
Wow.
Rather, I'm Yotzei with Shmia. But it's not, there's no Shemiya B'Nishimah, so Memela, I have to say it. So everybody has to say it. Now, the question is, that would only work if you're saying it from a Kasher Megillah. If you don't have a Megillah in front of you, it's hard to know how your Yaitzei the Nishima Achas. Say again, what? Say again?
Just saying it.
Yeah. So just take a breath beforehand and you have to go through it. Yeah, that's the Nishima Achas.
Can you do that?
Huh?
Can you take a breath while he's talking?
Yeah, you could, sure. Yeah. As long as you're hearing the words. So you can breathe. You can breathe while he's saying it.
No, but he's saying, according to the Rugged Shubber, you don't breathe while he's saying it. Why isn't that good enough?
Yeah. Oh, that, no, because you didn't say, because you didn't say it, the Nishima Achas. You didn't say it, the Nishima Achas. Same thing, the Beis Halevi says the same thing, actually, before the Rugged Shubber. It's by Birchas Kayanim. Can one kayain be mitzi another kayain through shomeya ke'ayna? Zakta Beis Halevi, no, because birkas kayanim is not just amira, it is amira b'kol rum. So shomeya ke'ayna is not worse than saying something inaudibly. You know, you don't say his amira is like my amira. Okay. So the Emes is, the Shulchan Aruch brings two deis. Some deis in the Shulchan Aruch say that since a woman is chayeves, if you factor out kol isha to a husband, for example, a woman can be mitzi. But Mechaber brings, but it's really Taisus and Megillah, and in Erchin, bring the sheet of the Bahag, the Baal Hilchus Gedolus, the Bahag, who says, although women are chayeves in Megillah, they cannot be mitzi men. And in Erchin, in Megillah, there's no reason that's given. It just says. And in Erchin, there's a reason that's given, because women are only chayavais in Shmias HaMegillah. Women are not chayavais in Kriyas HaMegillah. And indeed, lahalacha we paskin, the kriya for women, you make the bracha lishmaya Megillah. But what does that mean, kriya, shmiya? So the Bahag says the Marcheshes was Rav Chanoch Eges. Rav Chanoch Eges, maybe not so well known today, but it was a very, very Adam Gadol Mi'od. He was the head of the Beis Din of Vilna in the time of Rav Chaim Meisher Grodzensky. Rav Chaim Meisher Grodzensky was the manig of Klal Yisrael, but Vilna was a big city. Somebody had to take care of Vilna. So the Marcheshes was his right-hand person to take care of Vilna. And a very, very big Talmud Chacham and a Paisek Muflag. And it's interesting, he writes in the beginning, this Sakdam is very fascinating. He writes a little bit of an apology that he's not a brisker, he doesn't have Rav Chaim's Derech of Leaving. He says, Rav Chaim's Derech is new, it's been this Pashet in the Olam HaYeshivas. And he says that he's not fully connected to that Derech of Learning, he's from the older school, but you know, he hopes that people will like his Torah as well. But anyway, so that's how deep Rav Chaim Hashpa was, that a mechaber, a gadol, had to apologize that he didn't have Rav Chaim's lambda.
Rav Chaim and Rav Chaim ever had correspondence?
Yeah, they did. Rav Chaim Eizer was a little younger, but Rav Chaim Eizer considered Rav Chaim to be a Talmud, he considered himself to be a Talmud chaver. Rav Chaim learned in Volozhin a little bit. But Rav Chaim Meisher was largely an independent. A lot of, like the Chazon Ish, there were a lot of Kamba Gedolim who were totally outside of the Yeshiva world. Rav Chaim Meisher was also. Well, it might. It might be. It might be. The Sakana is much greater. The Sakana is much greater, but it could be the potential for godless might be more. Chazon Ish once said that. Chazon Ish said that. Learning in yeshiva is like planting a tree under a table. It's only gonna go so high. He said, "Okay, all right." On the other hand, if you take away the protection and you expose it to the elements, the tree might die legitimately, right? So that's kind of the cheshbon. You're stunting the growth, but you're keeping it alive. Okay.
It's probably not the cause of them becoming girls. It's probably because they had the material in them. They could learn in yeshiva.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they were independent. They're more questioning. They couldn't take the regular. Even Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein also was not really a product of the yeshiva world. Yeah.
Where
Marcheshes
was it?
Marcheshes. I don't know where the Marcheshes learned. I don't know a lot about his biography. If he learned in yeshiva, it would probably be Volozhin. But I think like he went into Dayanus and Rabbanus relatively young, so it's not like he stayed in yeshiva a real long time.
So Rav Chaim Meisher was independent.
Rav Chaim Meisher was what?
Rav Chaim Meisher was independent.
Yeah, Rav Chaim Meisher was independent. Yeah. I think so. But I think he wasn't a Volozhin a little time. That's how he knew Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim, remember, Rav Chaim was Rosh Yeshiva with the Netziv at the last 12 years of Volozhin. That was the greatest time of Volozhin. Rav Chaim was the co-Rosh Yeshiva. And in terms of Rav Chaim's personal life, he always said those were the best. His best years. So the thing is this. So the Marcheshes says, and this is fascinating. I just told you that the Marcheshes apologized for not being a brisker. This Shtigl Torah is b'dafka a brisker type of Mahalach Torah. He says there are two dinim in Mikra Megillah. So I'm a brisker point. He says when Chazal gave us the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. On one hand, what are we Mekayim with it? We're Mekayim the inyan of Pirsumei Nisa, to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Nes of Geula, even though it's a Nes Nister. But the second thing we're Mekayim is, it's an alternative, additional fulfillment of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. Oh, wow. The Doraisa we were Mekayim with Parshas Zachar. But Chazal also enacted that Bibal Purim is this man of the Mapala of Haman HaAgagi. We are reading the Megillah to remember the evil of Amalek and the destruction of Amalek. So these are two different inyanim. One is the Pursumei Nisa, and the other is a Kiyam of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. So he then brings from the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch says, even though we're Machmir, that Nashim are not Mitzuveh. They're not Mitzuveh in Zechiras Amalek. The Chinuch says. Why? Because the Chinuch says, Zechira is Toloi an Mechiah. The people who have to remember Amalek are the people that have the chiyuv to destroy Amalek. And Zakta Chinuch, since women are not mechuyavites to destroy Amalek, why? Because Nashim lav benais milchamahu. Therefore, Zakta Chinuch, it's mamish befeirish in the Chinuch, women are not mitzuveh in Zechiras Amalek. According to the Sefer Achinuch, women don't have to go to Parshas Zohar. And in fact, in Europe, it was not the universal minhag that every woman, every firm woman, went to Parshas Zohar. It's a little bit of achshir dor. Sometimes you find that later dairis take on certain chumras that earlier dairis didn't have. In the mitzvah Amalek, mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, in Kiseitze, it says, mitzvah zu neheges ba'anoshim, now, there are Rishonim who argue with the Chinuch. Now, they argue with the Chinuch in two different reasons. Some say, Ein achinami, women are pteros from Mechia, but they're still chayiv in Zechira. That's one point. And some say, women are even chayiv in Mechia, because it's a Mechames mitzvah that Nashim are mitzvah in. So you have three shitas. Some say, women are chayavos, both in Mechia and in Zechira. Some say women are not chayev in Mechia because lav benais milchama, but they're chayev in Zechira. And then you have the Chinuch that says, since women are not chayavais in Mechia, they're not chayev in Zechira. So the Bahag wants to, the Marcheshes wants to say that the Bahag is going with the Shita Sachinuch. So it turns out, when a man reads Megillah, there are two mechayvim for the man. The mitzvah drabanan of Pirsumei Nisa and the chiyuv of Zechiras Amalek. A woman is only chayeves in the Pirsumei Nisa af hein hayu b'aysay hanes. So the same principle that says if I'm not mechuyev in a mitzvah like a katan, I can't be mitzvah would also say if I'm only mechuyev in one aspect of the mitzvah and not the other, and you're chayiv in two aspects, I can't be mitzi. Therefore, the Bahag says, a woman can't be mitzi a man like the Chinuch, because the woman doesn't have the mechayiv of Amalek. Now, you may ask, okay, but since we paskin, apparently not like the Chinuch, because women go to Parshas Zohar, so the chayra, a woman should be able to be mitzi a man. The answer is lav dafka. Because it could be we're mesupik and we just go l'chumra both ends. Maybe a woman is chayeves, so she has to hear Parshas Zohar. But maybe she's not chayeves, so she can't be mitzi a man. Now the Marchesha says, this is the Hesber of Taisus and Erchin. Taisus and Erchin says, women are mitzuveh in Shemia and not in Kriya. He wants to say like this. Pirsumei Nisa you can fulfill even by hearing the Megillah. Because just by showing up, by having a raivam, by being part of the crowd, you are lending publicity to the Eberster's Neis. So that's a Shmiah. But Zechiras Amalek, the Gemara says Beferish, has to be Bepeh. Because like Tishkach would mean Belev, Zohar is Bepeh. And even though I Lamaisa don't read it because of Shemea Ka'ina, but my Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Kriya. Now, the Marcheshes then says a big chiddush that would almost sound like a women's liberation chiddush. He says like this. He says, this chiluk would only be by Kriyas HaMegillah Biyom. Because he brings from a Rashi in Shavuos that a milchemes mitzvah like killing Amalek is only Nayeg Bayom, it's not Nayeg Balayla. Laila, I mean, obviously, if an enemy is killing, you know, attacking you, you do it. But to go out and wage war is not chayav belayla. So, if you go with the chinuch, that zechira is totally on mechia, the same way you're saying women who don't have mechia don't have zechira, we would also say nighttime when there's no mechia, there is no zechira. So it turns out Kriyas HaMegillah at night is only mitam pirsumei nisa. It is not mitam zechira sambalik. Hebazai, men and women are going to be shave. So the Marcheshes Chiddush is that even like the Bahag, a woman could be mitzi a man, assuming there's not a kolisha problem. A wife could be mitzi her husband with Kriyas HaMegillah at night, even though she can't do it with Kriyas HaMegillah in the day. Right? This is the Marcheshes Chiddush. So only one little har on the Marcheshes, and that is, if you're going to tell me at night the only mechayev of Megillah is Pirsume Nisa, then at night, why do I make the bracha al Mikra Megillah? We should make the bracha even for men, Lishmoa Megillah. Can you tell me, when I only make it for a woman, I say Lishmoa Megillah, so let me make Lishmoa Megillah at night. Right? That's a good kasha. Because at night there is no chiyev kriya. My chiyev is to be Shomea a kriya. So I think the answer might be like this. You know, one of the things that is very, very interesting is, even though you're mechuyev to read the Megillah in the day and at night, but if you learn just the Mishnayos of Maseches Megillah, it's very interesting, you will not see in the Mishnayos any reference to reading Megillah at night. It seems to be at the time of the Mishnah, time of the Tanoim, and certainly at the time of the Anshei Knesset Agdeila, the takana of Mordechai and Esther, the takana of the Anshei Knesset Agdeila, was only Biyayim and not Belayla.
Even learn on the pasuk.
Isn't it lahagib of like chaser of nasa balayla, something like day and by night?
That's not a drasha. The first time this is mentioned is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who was a first generation Amira after the Mishnah. And they made a takana based. They were saimachin on the pasuk, that's what they're mechalik. They're mechalik that kriya biyayim is the takana of the Anshei Knesset Agdeila. Kriya balayla started off as a minhag. In fact, in Maseches Seferim, the lashon actually says makam shenagu likras balayla kairin, makam shenagu shlal likras ein kairin. And it even mentions Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is walking by a base Knesset Purim night. And he hears the Megillah, and he says, "What are they making all this noise here?" In other words, even Reb Meir's time, they laugh at some Megillah like this. And this chiluk is miyasha v'kasha, because people ask Akasha, "Why do you make Shechiyanu Purim morning?" Shechiyanu is for the first time you do a mitzvah, right? So you did it at night. Why do you make Shechiyanu the next morning? So the Paiskim say that's why in the morning when they make Shechiyanu, you should have kavana for mishloach manos, matanos le'avyayim, and sudas purim. But that's a deichik teretz. Then there's nothing to do with Megillah. So make the Shechiyanu after Megillah before you give shloach manos. So the real teretz historically is like this: since the original takana of the Anshei Knesset Agdeila was only biyayim, so they were misakeh that Shechiyanu is said biyayim. Now when we later added night, we should have been Iker the Shechiyanu Biyayim, but they didn't want to be Iker the Takana of the Anshei Knesset Agdeila, so they had to find a way that it wouldn't be a Bracha Levatala, and the way they made it that it wouldn't be a Bracha Levatala is that you're Mechaving for the other mitzvahs. Now, you hear what I'm saying? It's not that the reason you make a Shechiyanu there is for the other mitzvahs. If that would be the reason, I wouldn't make it by Megillah at all. But rather, this was the emtsoi by which we could keep the original tsura of the takana of the Anshei Knesset Agdeila, that this kriya had a kriya biyun. Now, so it could be, but derech deichik, my teretz to my kasha, why don't you make lishmaya at night, is that when they were mesakin Megillah at night, they wanted to be mesakin in the same surah as the takana of the Anshei Knesset Agdeila, so they kept the nusach habracha of Al Mikra Megillah. Now, it's very, very interesting that, again, in the less religious communities, the Megillah at night, in fact, it may even be in everybody, I mean, it's a more exciting thing. More people come, and etc. Day already, you know, this is that. But the emphasis, if you could only go to one Megillah reading, if that would happen, The day is more important. And in fact, you see this, by the way, from the whole complicated halacha. If you go between Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim, you know, do you keep 14, 15, what Purim do you hear? Without going over all of the shittas, that's a very, very complicated sugya. But the bottom line basically is that what is kaiveya, your chiyuv of Megillah, is where you are amud hashachar of the 14th and the 15th. That if you are in Yerushalayim at amud hashachar of the 14th, even if you go to Bnei Brak right after Shachris, you are not mechuyev in Megillah reading on the 14th. And similarly, if you are in Bnei Brak on the morning of the 14th, I have to hear. In other words, let's say I'm a Yerushalmi. I live in Yerushalayim, but I want to have I want to have fun on Purim, so I go to Bnei Brak. If I go to Bnei Brak for Wednesday and Thursday, so here's the problem: if I go to Bnei Brak Wednesday night and I sleep over and I plan to go back to Yerushalayim on Thursday, I cannot leave Bnei Brak until I hear Megillah, because if I am in Bnei Brak Amud HaShachar Thursday morning, I am called a Pruz Ben Yoma, and I am Mechuyev. So I can't just have a Purim party Wednesday night. Now, if I go back Wednesday night, that's fine. But if I'm going to daven Shachris Thursday morning in Bnei Brak, I am Mechuyev in Megillah reading. Because what is Kaiveya, me, to be a Pruz or a Mukav, is not where I was when Purim began at night. In other words, Wednesday night, I don't have to hear Megillah. I can come in, etc. What is Kaveya, my status, is Amud HaShachar. Now you might ask, why is Amud HaShachar? Purim doesn't begin in the morning. Purim begins at night. Like, why is Amud HaShachar Kaveya? That itself is a raya. Because the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah was Nikva by the Anshei Knesset HaMegillah B'Yayim, and therefore it's Yayim that defines what your Chiyuv Amah. So there is. So the Marcheshes does give us the basis for a woman reading for a man. But again, I want to point out that for a woman to read to a man that she's not related to, if she reads it betamim, would have the issue of kolisha. So it wouldn't be shayach generally.
Is the din zechira in deraisa?
The din zechira is not deraisa because number one, the Torah is not mechayev you to be zeicher through Kriyas HaMegillah. In other words, it might be called the mitzvah kiyumis, meaning every time you are zeicher b'payo, you're makayim a deraisa.
Is that the
takana
to be
makayim a deraisa? Yes. Yeah. That was in addition to Parshas Zohar, they said to be makayim at that.
That mitzvah shiris kavanah, you don't have kavanah for that din,
but generally speaking, what we paskin by mitzvahs of Amira, that's another thing. In other words, does mitzvah shrichas kavanah require that you're mechaven for a specific mitzvah, or you just mechaven to be mechayim the mitzvahs that you're mechayim to do? In other words, some say it's not a chiyuv on a specific mitzvah. And then when it comes, in other words, I'm mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah of Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, whatever chazal were kailal in that mitzvah. I don't necessarily have to be mechaven for the pratim. But that's another machlokes. Okay, I mean, I have a frelcha, a good Purim, and we'll see you, I guess, next week.
You also say that, the reason why I make